Fish are a great food source. The omega-3 acids in fish are good for the brain, which makes us smart. Yet, one of the ways we catch fish smashes their entire habitat, wiping out species we haven't even named, which makes us really stupid.
In one of the greatest environmental movies ever made, the desperate hordes of humans eat green factory-made squares called Soylent Green. These food cakes were supposedly made out of rich plankton protein from the seas, but then a researcher finds a report that ocean life has long since expired. Can't happen here? Listen to this report from Deutsche Welle Radio.
Deep sea fish species in the Northern Atlantic are on the brink of extinction. Canadian scientists studied five deep water species, including hake and eel, and they say that some populations have plummeted by 98% in a generation, meeting the definition of critically endangered. Scientists and conservation bodies are now pressing for a global moratorium on deep sea fishing, which they regard as particularly destructive. Some fleets have switched to deep sea fisheries following the collapse in the more commonly caught species, such as cod. Known as bottom trawling, these ships often use heavy trawls which are dragged across the ocean floor, destroying coral and other ecosystems.
That was Jonathan Gifford from Deutsche Welle's flagship environment program called Living Planet. He's referring to news reports like The Independent from January 5th, 2006, that, quote, "The trend for deep-sea trawling puts rare fish species on the ocean's critical list." Three researchers from Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, analyzed the falling catch during the last 17 years in the Northwest Atlantic. Those species living on or near the bottom of the sea have declined between 87 and 98% over the last two decades. Using scientific analysis, this catch data reflects a real decline of an astounding 99% in a single human generation. We haven't seen anything like it since the mass murder of the dodo bird and the buffalo. Following their report in the journal Nature, Dr. Dixon told Steve Connor of The Independent, quote, "The impact of modern fishing methods on these deep-sea species is disastrous, as they can be wiped out of entire areas within a single season. There is a real danger that the slow-growing deep-water species will take centuries to recover from current fishing, if they can at all. In European waters, we should close deep-sea fisheries as a matter of urgency. They can be wiped out within a single season. Deep-water species will take centuries to recover, if at all.
Deep-water species will take centuries to recover."
The Independent gives the example of the orange roughy, a food fish discovered by French trawlers off the west coast of Scotland in 1989. By 1991, the catch peaked at 3,600 tons. By 1994, they got only 180 tons. Now, it's fished out. Will that stock take centuries to recover, if at all? While the carbon-soaked atmosphere reaches the boiling point, human imagination fails to reach the murky truth about disappearing ocean life. Here is Anya Coopers from Deutsche Welle Radio interviewing James Leap, the new Director General of the World Wildlife Fund, better known as the WWF. She asks, beyond climate change, what are the big threats to the environment which are less reported and less known? Director Leap, a 16-year veteran in the organization, replies ocean life is being demolished by climate change, overfishing, pollution, and especially deep-sea trawling.
I mean, you're right to start with global warming as the benchmark. It certainly stands out as the transcendent threat to nature around the world and frankly to human welfare around the world. I think of similar magnitude is the startling decline in the health of the oceans. And we have only in recent years begun to become aware of just how much damage we have done to ocean ecosystems and how dependent we are on the health of those systems. And so it was just, for example, a couple of years ago that scientists discovered through new research that we have wiped out 90% of the big fish in the oceans, the tunas, the sharks, the billfish, and so forth. We had no idea how much devastation we had already caused. And when you realize that more than a billion people around the world depend upon fish for protein, you realize that the health of the oceans are important, or should be important, to all of us. And I think that's a coming issue.
There is even evidence that the larger species, from whales to salmon, are starving for lack of lower forms of marine food in the oceans. For more on this, check out www.fisherycrisis.com. Research shows that in some parts of the sea, plankton has been damaged by holes in the protective ozone layer as well. Back in 1951, before the invention of massive trawlers with satellite fish spotters and very deep gear, humans gathered about 20 million tons of fish in a year. By 2001, we took 92 million tons, four times more, even as ocean life was stressed by rampant pollution from land and air, plus unstable temperatures, storms, and shifting currents due to climate change.
This is the sound of a thriving native forest. This is the sound of a weighted net tearing its way through the forest floor, killing everything in its path. This is happening every day to acres of thriving coral forests, teeming with life on the seafloor around the world. Visit greenpeace.org.nz to find out how you can help Greenpeace halt high seas bottom trawling before it wipes out deep sea life.
More than 20% of all coral reefs have been damaged beyond recovery. 67% are severely damaged. These are the nurseries for the sea's riches. 35 million acres of coral have been destroyed in just the last 30 years. While we sleep comfortably in our beds, 90% of the North Sea floor is scraped bare at least once a year. Some is clear-cut by dragging weights and nets several times a year. Most of the catch is thrown back dead.
Mantis shrimp?
No.
Lizard fish?
No.
Giant squid?
No.
Black coral?
Don't be stupid.
Lantern shark?
No.
Weird fish I haven't seen before?
No.
Orange roughy?
Yep.
Bottom trawlers drag thousands of deep sea species to the surface, yet keep only a few fish. Please help Greenpeace halt high seas bottom trawling before it wipes out our deep sea life.
Not much is left. There is no TV footage, just wrecked ocean bottoms. Fish can't scream, don't protest, don't buy anything. They just disappear, unless humans can wake up and speak for them.
Fishing boats in search of shrimp, cod, rockfish, and other bottom-dwelling seafood delicacies drag heavy nets along the seafloor. Sea creatures not caught can be crushed, buried, or exposed to predators. These boats are bottom trawling, also known as dragging. Like forest clear-cutting or strip mining, destructive bottom trawling crushes habitat. It is critical to take action immediately to address this ocean environmental crisis. Every day, bottom trawling destroys irreplaceable seafloor habitat. The more we discover about deep-sea corals and sponges, the better we understand how extremely sensitive these ancient, slow-growing animals are to even minimal disturbance. The havoc wreaked by bottom trawl gear today may not heal in our lifetime, if ever. Furthermore, we are just beginning to understand that the decimation of corals and sponges has a ripple effect. When they disappear, so may many of the fish and other animals dependent on a strong and healthy ecosystem for food, shelter, and protection.
You can get a video of the shocking damage caused by ocean trawling from oceana.org. Stop destructive deep-sea trawling. Contact Greenpeace, or Oceana, or WWF to find out what you can do. Don't buy any seafood product that is not clearly marked as approved by the MSC, the Marine Stewardship Council. MSC-approved products are the only seafood you know come from a sustainable fishery. The rest are the victims from the deep-sea biocost. This report comes from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. That's E-C-O, shock like an electric shock, .org. We close out with a clip from the song Te Waka, Our Ocean, written for Greenpeace New Zealand.
I give you my voice. Together we make a stand. We're making the right choice for our future and for our children too. Hear the cries of the ocean, cries of caution from our ancestors. We can't be defeated. United we can win.
Adi, 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 This is my ocean. This is my future. My choice. This ocean is my home. This is our ocean. This is our future. Our choice. The Pacific is my home. What do we say to our ancestors when all the fish are gone? If we fail to protect our home and all our future children to come, the hope lies in us. This is my ocean, this is my future, my choice. This ocean is my home. This is our ocean.